Blog Talk Radio.
Check, check.
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
All right, everyone, while Pete resets his mic, let's get the star, you know, the show started sort of a little bit with me, Christina. You know, today I'm going to be talking a lot of NASCAR with Pete, and I maybe displeasure on my part with some things, but we'll go ahead and get that started here in just a little bit. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show on Slicks and Sticks SNS Radio Network, and the phone lines will be open. I did read we were talking about that last night. So the Barbasol phone line will be open to fans to talk with us. Maybe you're excited about what's to come in NASCAR. Maybe you're just like me and a little pissed off. But it'll all come to. I know last night's show we did a lot of dirt racing while watching the Xfinity race. And it's very hard to hold back when something happens in the Xfinity race while talking dirt racing, but nonetheless, we did it. It's always fun. I like when we get to watch something while we're on the air, whether it be NASCAR, dirt racing, hockey, whatever it could be. We saw some preseason football kickoff last night, too. Well, not kickoff, but underway, per se. So hopefully we get Pete back here soon. I hope. If not, I mean, I can talk your ear off all day. I'm actually just getting back. I had to go on a coffee run. You guys know me. Saturday mornings, it's a Starbucks kind of day, which is 7 days a week for me. So hopefully you have your coffee. Hopefully you're ready to get chirpy and get fired up because, you know, it's an hour worth of live show and you get to talk to all of us. So hopefully it's a good show. Pete, are you back? Hopefully it gets in here soon. Gets back on track for him. I know we usually have technical difficulties. Usually it's on my end. but no, I'm on the phone, so we're good to go. I can't operate the studio just yet. I have not got back to my house. So I do want to say, you know, we can recap a little of the Xfinity race, I guess, from my point of view. Last night was interesting. The top three, the big three, all had issues. Then lo and behold, the big three contender and Tyler Reddick end up winning that race. Came from last to first. It's, you know, the classic Ricky Bobby tale. If you're not first, you're last. Well, Tyler Reddick went from last to first. And not saying he's like Ricky Bobby, but it could be very similar in aspects of that life cycle for him. But, you know, congrats to that team. They worked really hard and proved why they won the championship last year and proved again why they could be a top contender this year for their second Xfinity title.
Hello.
Pete, you back? Hey, there you are.
I'm here. Oh, gotta love technology, right?
Yeah, when it works.
Yeah. This is the Saturday morning in the fast lane with Christina and Pete. I'm your host, Pete, and I'm a little late to the party, but my microphone wasn't working. I had to call back into the show, but we got her all set up now, good to go, ready to talk about the NASCAR silly season. And like you were saying, touching on the Bristol races so far, Thursday and Friday night. The Truex was there, Xfinity Series was there, Brett Moffitt, Tyler Reddick, both winners so far this weekend, and then the Cup race will be tonight. I believe it's at 6 o'clock tonight. So
I think that's when like the pre-race starts. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 7:30 on NBC tonight. So I believe Denny Hamlin got the pole. Yeah, Denny
mm-hmm.
Hamlin on the pole with Kyle Larson on the outside pole. So that'll be I can't wait to watch tonight's race. Since I don't work, I actually get to watch a NASCAR race live. So I'm pretty excited about that. Hope everybody's having a good weekend so far. We had some pretty good dirt racing last night. I'm sure that Christina was paying attention to that. So I'm sure that we will touch on that for just a few minutes today. But also this morning right now, the phone lines are open. So if you want to call in today and talk to us, we will be talking about and updating some stuff as far as NASCAR goes with, I believe we can officially say the silly season has started with some of the news that we have heard this week, and we will get right into that. But let's take a quick commercial break while I get the rest of this stuff settled in. When we come back, Christina and I will kind of break down some of the stuff that has happened this week in NASCAR. We'll be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
All right, we are back on the Saturday morning in the fast lane. I am your host, Pete, and Christina is also here with me today. And today is going to be just a little bit. We've got about 50 minutes of the show that we're just going to kind of talk about some stuff going on in NASCAR. Of course, a few days ago, I believe it was Thursday, we had quite a big scare with Dale Jr. was flying into Bristol Thursday with his family. He had Amy and the baby with him, and of course Gus, and their plane went to land at the airport, and I guess the FAA has released a statement now today indicating that everything that they have looked at and some of their initial findings says that the plane went to land, and I guess it kind of bounced and went back up in the air, and then that's when it something caught on fire. But everybody was able to get out and away from the plane without any injuries. So we thank God for that. We hope that Junior takes as much time as he needs away to get better and come back refreshed to the sport and to announcing, but everybody's okay. So thankfully, that could have been a lot worse. I mean, we've seen that how many times now, Christina? We've seen teams flying into tracks, Martinsville, Bristol, Talladega, you know, teams flying in and accidents happen and we lose somebody from the sport.
Yeah, that reminded me so much of the Davey Allison accident when he was landing in this helicopter at Talladega. But what I said when I saw the pictures, now, mind you, I don't like seeing these kinds of pictures. I wish people would be a little more respectful when this happens. But to me, when I saw that picture, the first thing I thought of is, well, his daddy landed that plane to the point to where they could get out. You know, somewhere along the line, you know, that somewhere he had him watching over them for sure. That could have been a lot worse. I'm glad everybody's okay, even the two pilots. You know, there was no fatalities, which was great to hear. And I'm glad that it's just minor injuries, you know, and I'm glad that they let him take this weekend off, which I figured they would let him if he wanted to, just so he can be with, you know, his wife, Amy, and Isa and stuff. That way they can take the time they need. It's a scary situation. That's scary in itself. But Rick Hendricks and them, how many times did they have? God, I think they've had two. One where there was, you know, a fatality and stuff. But either way, I hate seeing it happen, but really glad they're all okay. That could have been a scary moment for the sport, for sure.
Right. We mentioned Denny Hamlin's on the pole for tonight's race.
Woohoo.
And then, what's that?
I was like, oh, woohoo. That was my excitement. No, I'm not a big Denny Hamlin fan. But speaking of qualifying, what I thought was so funny, if you guys know we use Twitter constantly. I'm always on Twitter. I'm always seeing a lot of stuff. I follow all of them, Kyle Larson, all of them. So Denny Hamlin didn't realize it, that he had won the pole right away, and he kept wondering why Kyle Larson gave him the finger until he realized he won the pole. So that's the fun part about, you know, lighting it up a little bit there. That's the funnest thing I've Bristol brings out, you know, a different side of every driver. We've seen it in the two out of the three races we've seen already. Bristol will make or break you, you know, in the sport. And I mean, the Truck Series showed it and proved it. The Xfinity Series showed it, proved it. Bristol's a breed of its own. And, I mean, I know it's going off the track of where you were going, but just I love it that the fact that it's the first playoff race for the Truck Series. That was smart.
Yeah.
Because it just showed there's more intensity and stuff there. But, yeah, Denny Hamlin's on the pole. And Kyle Larson gave him the finger. That's the highlight.
And how about Matt DiBenedetto qualifying seventh?
Yes.
You know, he's the first one we'll go ahead and talk about since he qualified in the top 10.
Oh, you want me to get angry already?
At Bristol, we're going to start off with this. It was announced earlier this week that Matty D will not be back after 2019. To the Levine Family Racing number 95, which is a JGR helped Toyota car and team. It was announced he's out, and he is a heck of a driver, and he has done a lot of things in that car that a few other drivers haven't been able to do. And I don't know. They're separating. They're parting ways. And I think the early rumors right now, Christina, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like everybody's saying Christopher Bell is going to take the ride. And I don't agree with that. I don't think – I don't – you've got a seasoned driver like Matt DiBenedetto that hops into that car this year. They go to Toyota, and he's getting top 10s and top 5s and qualifying that car up front on an almost weekly basis. I think it's too soon to bring up Christopher Bell. I'm sorry, it is. I think they're bringing these guys up too soon when they've got talent in the cup level already.
Yeah. You want my opinion?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I've never shied away. And I don't care. You can tweet me, tell me I'm an idiot. I don't really care. But so here's the deal. The 95, as you said, has had a couple different drivers in that car. Most notably, before Matt DiBenedetto, was Casey Kane. Yes, Casey was, you know, on the onset of retirement. He, you know, wasn't doing well, you know, health-wise. I don't really care. The kid is, you know, Casey Kane is a past champion. Casey Kane used to win lots of races. He was very good at what he did, and he didn't do shit in that car. No offense to him, and everybody knows I love Casey Kane. I have since Dirt. But then you bring Matt DiBenedetto in, who did a lot of things at the team he was at prior, busted his ass for sponsorship, put himself out there, has continued to be the person to put himself out there and make himself marketable. And he brought this 95 team to where we're talking about the 95 on a weekly basis. They're in the top fives, top tens. It's not a fluke because it's not one every six races. It's been very consistent in the top ten. The fact that you're going to let go of a driver who busted his ass, works 110% every day of the week for you, and you're just going to let him go – that shows your character, not Matt DiBenedetto's. It shows the fact that you're so far up in the Joe Gibbs pocket and wallet that you don't care. And that's how I feel. And I don't really care.
Yeah.
Bob Levine can tweet me. He follows the show and everything else. That's fine. You can go ahead and tweet me. But it shows your character that this is all about the money that you get from Joe Gibbs, not about what you as a team can do, because – lo and behold, Matt DiBenedetto proved that this team can do a whole hell of a lot with the right driver. What I honestly,
yeah.
I don't get me wrong, I think Christopher Bell is a great driver, but last night proved that he has some work to do. He couldn't bounce back. What I don't understand is where the spotters were in that situation, but that's a whole different topic. But there's work to be done. He's not... It's not that yes, he's going to win races in Cup in due time, but everybody thought Erik Jones was going to be the next Kyle Busch. Well, look at it, sunshines and rainbows. It's not. He's not. He's not even close to the next Kyle Busch. He's won how many races since he's moved up? Two, three, maybe? You let go of Daniel Suarez and after his first year, because you had a second year, because you had to move Daniel Suarez up because you had no choice because you had the unexpected retirement of Carl Edwards. And now look at Daniel Suarez in retrospect to Erik Jones. Daniel Suarez is thriving at Stuart Haas Racing. I firmly believe that team, yeah, they don't qualify well in some races, but look at that. They go from the back to the front. To the back, to the front, they're doing it week in and week out. Erik Jones is not the driver you need to have. Sorry. I don't care. There's a lot of people that love Erik Jones. Erik Jones is a better late model racer than he'll ever be a NASCAR racer. By far.
I just think that, like you said, I think maybe Joe Gibbs is the one pulling the strings right now over at LFR.
Well, he has to be.
Right. Since I mean, he's... providing whatever he's providing them with,
right.
But I think
that what's going to happen is Bell's going to go to the 20 and Erik Jones is going to move to the 95. That's
yeah.
what I think.
Okay.
I
so
personally
rather
think
than
that's
just
how it
rather
would
than
go.
Bringing Bell, rather than bringing Bell up into the 95 for a year, you think they're just going to bring him right to Gibbs?
Oh yeah. I mean, if you want to think competition-wise, that would be the smartest thing to do. He needs to have teammates around him. Not saying he wouldn't with the 95, but them being a charter car, I think it would be more likely you see Christopher Bell in the 20 you know, with the likes of Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex, versus then you have that seasoned, quote-unquote, seasoned driver in the 95 as Eric Jones. So that's where I personally – don't give me people nothing set in stone. So, I mean, this could – you know, I'm just speculating what I think could happen, but I really think that Matt Benedetto got the shaft. And I loved his interview yesterday at Bristol. I loved the way he holds himself. He could have basically said, you know, this is bullshit, like I'm saying, but he's not. You know, he says he's not going to just jump into something because it's a job, it's a paycheck. He's like, that's not how I am, and I won't do that. So I like that. I hope he finds something substantial and worthwhile, because I really truly believe that he belongs in the Cup Series. I really do. I would love to see Jimmy Johnson out of the 48 and Matt Benedetto in the 48, but you know, that's not going to happen. He's under contract for I don't know how many more years.
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think he's got one more year. I think he's signed through 2020.
Yeah, I think it's just 2020.
Well, either way, can we find him a decent ride for a year, and then can we please put him in the 48, Rick Hendricks? Please. I think Matt Benedetto would thrive in a team like that.
I've got my theories on the 48. I don't know. What do you think? I don't see Jimmy Johnson signing past 2020 unless something God unforeseen that we don't know about happens between now and November of 2020. I mean, that team is just struggling so much. When would you have ever thought that not only would after the last 10 years, did you actually ever think you'd see a NASCAR race that didn't involve Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus being on the same team, first of all? And then second of all, Jimmy Johnson going through two crew chief changes in 1 year? I mean, that's crazy to me. But I don't see him sticking past 2020.
No.
Another Chevy driver that I can see taking the 48 car, because I think putting in the 48 car would probably give him a good shot at not only winning a lot more races, but maybe a championship, is Kyle Larson. I don't see any other driver, any other, especially Chevy drivers. I mean, unless Hendrick brings up another kid and fills the 48 and has four rookies. I just don't see any other Chevy drivers, especially at the Cup level, to jump in and take over the 48. I think Kurt Busch is towards not the end of his career, but I think he, as long as stuff stays good at where he's at, I think he'll stay at Ganassi. I don't see him going to Hendrick. And I just don't see
Kurt?
Any other. Yeah.
No. I think. Well, what's ironic though is, you know, we are talking about contracts and whose contract is up and who isn't. Kurt's is up at the end of this year. He only signed a 1 year deal with Chip Ganassi. So I don't know, dude. This is the top of silly season for sure. Larson, I think, would kind of fit in at Hendrick, but
and
remember,
Larson's contract is up in 2020 also.
Right. But the difference between Chip Ganassi and Rick Hendrick is probably one of the, you know, the defining factors as to why Kyle Larson is still with Chip Ganassi. He's still allowed to race a sprint car and do all that racing. You know, at Hendrick, Casey Kane was very restricted. Hendrick restricted him as to when he could race, you know, the sprint car and such. And that's been a very big known thing, that he doesn't let them just go and do whatever they want. So, I mean, I don't know. I think we'll have to see how that plays out. Yeah, Larson would fit in. He would be, like, the veteran role model, I think. And he hasn't had, you know, there's been no beef between him and the guys at Hendricks now anyway, either. I mean, you don't want to put Kyle Busch back at Hendricks, not with all the, you know, love lost he's he has going on the last couple of weeks with drivers. But I don't know. I'm sure it's going to be interesting, but I mean, I think Jimi Hendrix is at his point in his career where Jeff Gordon was when Jeff decided it was it, you know? Yeah, granted, Jeff's career, I think, is a little longer than Jimmy's, but I mean, I think they're at the same, you know, point in their careers, and they'll look, he's got two girls, you know, and stuff. You know, somebody else's contract that's up the end of this year that I didn't realize was up until I was doing some research for today. Clint Bowyer.
Really?
Yeah. Bowyer's contract's up at the end of the year, and you've got to wonder what's going to happen there because, well, let's be honest, he's not having the greatest season. If you stack him against the other three Stewart Haas drivers, yeah, points-wise, him and Daniel Suarez are about the same in points, but it just doesn't look – it. I don't know. To me, that's not – this season has been a very down season for Clint Bowyer.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I don't think Stewart Haas would let go of Clint, though. I think Tony Stewart, Harvick, especially now. I think Stewart, Tony, and Clint have been friends for a long time anyway. But yeah, I don't see them letting go of him just based on performance. I think if he were to leave that team, I think it would probably be on his terms. I think he's got that seat for as long as he wants it. Because I think Tony knows, he's seen him win, he knows what kind of driver he is. You know, so I don't see SHR ever getting rid of Clint Bowyer unless it was something that was mutually agreed upon and then maybe initiated even by Bowyer, but I didn't realize the contract.
I mean, I didn't either, but I don't think anybody from Stewart Haas really is going to be leaving. I think those four, I don't know, though, because Eric Almirola hasn't had a great year. I don't know what he's signed through either. But the only person really that's thrived at Stewart Haas this year has been, if you want to look at wins and stuff, that's Kevin Harvick. But I don't know. I like that four as a group. Is it weird? It's a weird combination, you know, of drivers. But it seems to work, you know.
Yeah.
They all get insight from one another. And I mean, I don't know what your opinion is on it, but I feel like this season has been, granted, we're not completely done. We don't know if he'll make the playoffs or not. But I think this has been the best season in Cup for Daniel Suarez by far, way better than the Joe Gibbs years. But, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he just needed a Tony Stewart and a Kevin Harvick in his life. I don't know, because they all hang out. You know, and him and Bowyer are friends off the track, and everything as well now too. So I don't know. I think that four is like the dysfunctional family that works. But no, I don't know. The Matt DiBenedetto thing really, I don't know. It got to me this week.
Yeah.
I really did.
Because, like you said, I follow Bob Levine on Twitter also, and
mm-hmm.
I thought he was saying something about most of it was out of his control. I'm sorry, you're still the team owner though. I mean,
it's your name on the race car, bro.
Right? Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think you still got some say in it. So, but again, I'm not close to the situation. I don't have any friends close to situation. If Bob Levine listens to the show and he wants to call in, and I mean, I know he probably can't give any details. He's not probably allowed, bound by legal crap and everything. And we wouldn't be the first to talk to him anyway. I'm sure Fox or NBC would. But
oh God, no, we would be at the bottom of that. But
you know, I mean, if he wants to come on and explain something on the show, I'm all for it. It even pissed me off a little bit too when I seen that they were getting rid of DiBenedetto. I mean, he is, like you said, he's one of those drivers that has truly driven his way to the top, to where he's at now, and you know, and gotten to where he's at. But he will, after 2019, he will no longer be with the 95 car. So it sucks,
yeah.
But it has happened in NASCAR since the 50s and 60s. I mean, drivers, you know, getting shuffled around mid-season,
right,
and everything. For it's been happening for the last 50 years. So it's nothing new, but
it
still does suck when it happens,
yeah,
to good guys like Benedetto.
Yeah. I think what happened is, like, we bought it. We didn't really buy in because there was no money involved in buying me into this. But I don't want to say buy in. Buy in is the wrong word. We all rallied. Okay, rallied is a better word. Rallied with him. You know, Matt DiBenedetto is a fan favorite. To me, he reminds, like, to me, the amount of fan base and following he gets is similar, not as big, don't get me wrong, not as big as, like, the, you know, the Dale Jr. fan base and the Chase Elliott fan base, but it's similar to that, and, like, you can see the similarities, though he doesn't have the money or the ride. That's the major blinding difference, but, you know, to me, that's where I get with him. You know somebody else, though, speaking of Earnhardt, that lost their ride this week? Jeffrey Earnhardt has parted ways with Joe Gibbs Racing and, you know, the IK9. And that sucks because that's another person that's done everything in his power to do it on his own, not with his last name and so forth. And I love Jeffrey Earnhardt for that. You know, he's always wanted to do it his way, which sucks because he was doing very well when he did run that car. And look at that car last night. That car last night didn't make it past the first freaking stage last night. But actually, none of them did, really.
That sucked for him, too. You're listening to Saturday Morning in the Fast Lane. We've got Christina with us, as always, and me, your host, Pete. Christina is joining us on the Barbasol Shea phone lines only because she lives 15 hours away and can't be in the studio. But we are talking NASCAR silly season. I think it's just begun. Maybe real quick before we take a commercial break, a couple drivers that I don't see ever going anywhere. I think they'll retire from the teams they're at. We mentioned Jimmy Johnson. I don't see him when he's done. I think he's done. I don't think he'll be one of those guys that just, like, you know, like Mark Martin, like, not pimped, but, you know, Mark Martin retired and then kind of went team to team. And I don't think he wanted to fully walk away quite when he did, but he kind of went team to team to team and kind of helped just be a veteran. Butt in a seat, as you will. I don't see Jimmy doing that. I see him retiring from HMS. A couple other people I don't see leaving the team. The current teams are at Harvick. We just mentioned Harvick. I think Harvick will retire from SHR in that four car. I don't see him going anywhere else. I think he's found his forever home with that. You know, I thought it was RCR in the 29, but that, you know, things happen there, but I don't see him leaving Stuart Haas to go anywhere else. And then maybe Austin Dillon. Yeah, you ever think he'll get fired from the number three card? No, I don't.
No, No, unfortunately, that's the only ride he's ever going to get, though.
So. Yeah.
No offense, yeah, but he's not right. that good. He's only going to be with Granddaddy. There's no one else that wants him.
Or, I mean, I don't, he'll never leave RCR, but that was just kind of a joke to throw in there. But, but yeah, so NASCAR silly season has kind of started. It's just only going to snowball from here now. Unfortunately, Matt Benedetto has lost his ride, and unfortunately, he will not be the biggest news once we get to November and the dust has all settled. I'm sure that come December and January, there could be even bigger news. And we will have not forgotten Matt Benedetto, but the pain of this story this week will not be as bad or as big. But we wish Matty D the best, and I know he's going to bounce back and get another ride. So when we come back, Christina will still be with us. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. We've got some other topics to talk about. We had some other racing last night, just not just NASCAR, so we will touch on that as soon as we come back. We'll take this quick break.
Living in the northeast part of the country, we all know how dirty our cars can get during the winter. Between the road grime and salt, our cars look terrible. Don't spend your weekend or money at those touch-free car washes. Instead, take your car to Dan's Detailing. Dan takes the hassle out of getting a clean, showroom new-looking car. Visit him on Facebook or call 330-321-7974 to get a wash scheduled today. Dan will get that ride clean and looking new inside and out. He also specializes in ceramic coating, which will rejuvenate and renew that high-gloss shine. Just minutes south of Cleveland, call today and tell him you heard about Dan's Detailing on the Fast Lane Sports Show. You're listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
That's right, everybody. Welcome back. This is Saturday morning in the Fast Lane. Today's topic, NASCAR silly season. And the phone lines are open. If you are listening, go ahead and call in. 657-383-1903 is the number to call. If you have something to say about NASCAR silly season so far, if you want to weigh in on anything that we've talked about, or if you want to make a comment on anybody that we've discussed so far in the first half of the show, phone lines are open. All right, Christina, we had some wild dirt racing last night. I'm sure that just about anybody on social media probably has seen what happened, but we can officially say that Denny Hamlin is not the only driver to park the 11 car on a pole this weekend. but in the World of Outlaws race last night, the 11 sprint car took a wild ride and ended up landing in one of the corners on the catch fence. And the driver's okay. He was not hurt or injured in any way. They got him down safely, but they left the car up there for the remainder of the race, kind of like, I guess, kind of like a trophy, and to scare the other cars and keep the other cars from landing on the catch fence as well. But that was crazy. I didn't write down who drives that. Who was that? What was that driver, Christina?
Pull up here because I have it. If you guys aren't aware of what Pete's talking about, Slicks and Sticks retweeted it and everything as well. So, you know, it was Brendan Mullen. Brendan, I believe, runs locally in North Dakota. He's not really someone I'm very familiar with, but either way, Brendan Mullen did the unthinkable. but I'm, you know, that could have been way worse accident than it was. That was a strike of luck, and it was good to see that he was fine and everything too after that. So yeah, the World Outlaws never disappoint. So it was an intense night of dirt racing as well for both series, all racing all over the place.
Yeah, we had and you know, talk about the World of Outlaws. They ran the late models up there at River City's Speedway right before the sprints. It was part of the show, and we had a driver kind of pull double duty in the same night. It's not very often you see that. I don't even know if Kyle Busch has ran double duty in the same day. But we had Donnie Schatz up there with the World of Outlaws, of course, and he won the late model race that ran the feature that ran right before the sprint. And then, of course, he hopped in a sprint car, and guess what happened there? Donnie Schatz wins again. So Donnie Schatz last night, I think he could have drove a dump truck out on the track and probably won in that also. He's just he is on top of the game right now. And correct me if I'm wrong, Christina, but Donnie Schatz winning last night puts him ahead of the points for the World of Outlaws.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, yeah. We don't ever count Donnie Schatz out on a normal night, as we've always said. But also, don't count him out when he's in his home state. Okay. You know, the man is from the Dakotas. Do not ever count him out. Him winning the late model feature was really cool to see, because it's just a local late model feature and he decided to run. So that was awesome. And yes, he had a 5-second lead on the sprint car feature. So he probably could have, you know, swapped the sprint car out for a dump truck and still won. He had that big of a lead over second place, which was David Gravel. David Gravel's momentum is still continuing after winning Knoxville. Finished second to Donnie Schatz last night. So with that, you're right, though. Donnie Schatz now has taken the points lead from Brad Sweet. He has a 24-point lead going into tonight's race, you know, as well. So there's this is going to flip-flop 100 million times, more than likely, before we are even through with the weekend, because they're at Red River Valley Speedway tonight. Tomorrow they're at Irzit Speedway. These guys don't quit. Oh, I'm sorry. That is the World of Outlaws late models. My bad. they have them all together on the schedule, so it's hard. I gotta look at the actual little logos. But no, I'm sorry. The sprint cars are only at Red River Valley tonight, and then they will not be in action again until the 23rd. So next Friday they'll be at Black Hills Speedway. But no, Donnie Schatz. We'll see if he can get a full clean sweep. We'll see. But he actually ended up winning both races last night that he was featured in. And the World of Outlaw late models, as you know, invaded Pennsylvania. And none other than Brandon Shepard won that race. And that's, you know, he dominated his homecoming, essentially, his visit. You know, Brandon Shepard loves coming here. And he show why he's the best. 16 wins, you know, on the, you know, his Sweet 16, they call it. The win was Sweet 16. So Brandon Shepard wins $10,000 at Williams Grove Speedway. And as you know, those guys are in action tonight at Port Royal Speedway. Late models, outlaws, they're everywhere. But, you know, we want to talk about points and how things got shaken up. Not only did the points lead change in the World of Outlaws, the points changed in the All-Star Circuit of Champions last night as well.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because we know that we said last night the All-Stars were in action last night at I-96 Speedway. And when I looked at the lineup after we got off the air, and I was like, oh, boy. This is going to be interesting, only because the, you know, 1 and 2 on the lineup were 1 and 2 in points. You know, you saw Aaron Rutzel and Dale Blaney lining up 1 and 2, on that. So what, unfortunately, Aaron Russell had some issues. He ended up having to go to the work area, and unfortunately, that, you know, did not bode well for him. You know, his night, I believe, ended early, considering I don't see him in the top. Let's see. Let's go to full results. He wasn't in the top five. Let's see where he finished. Ooh. Finished 19th. So that's not good. Something happened in their way, shape, or form. But we saw Corey Eliason pick up the win. Let's not shadow that. Corey Eliason picked up the win last night. But Dale Blaney finished second.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, we want to do quick math, that puts Dale Blaney now in the points lead. So last night we saw that a change in points as well for the All-Star Circus of Champions going into tonight's race at Plymouth Speedway. So Dale Blaney now leads over Aaron Russell. So Dale Blaney has 3,202 points, where Aaron Russell has 3,176 points. And Corey Eliason is in third, and he has 3,154 points. Don't count them out yet, guys.
Right.
If he could pull off back-to-back wins, Corey Eliason could easily be in, you know, this championship roundabout of, you know, conversation. And their schedule, as we know, they're at Plymouth tonight. Then the 22nd, which will be Thursday, they will be invading Pennsylvania. The All-Star Circuit of Champions are. So they will be at Grandview. Williams Grove is then that Friday. So they'll be at the Grove next Friday. And when they're at the Grove, watch out. Because those guys put on a show when they come to Pennsylvania all the time. And it's cool to see. I remember used to going to those races all the time. So they'll be at Williams Grove next Friday. Next Saturday, they're at Lincoln Speedway. Next Sunday, they're at Baps Motor Speedway. And then the 30th, they're back in Ohio, and they'll race Attica for the Brad Doty Classic, which is at the end of the month. It is going to be spectacular, two nights of racing with the All-Star Circuit of Champions. And then Memorial Day weekend slash whatever you want to call it, they're at Wayne County September 1st, which is the Pete Jacobs Memorial.
Mm-hmm. Labor Day weekend.
And then, yeah, and they actually they got two races at Wayne County because they'll be there on the 2nd as well.
Yep.
Wayne County got two nights? That's awesome. Two back-to-back, that's even better. So they'll go to Wayne County, then they come back to PA because Bedford is September 5th, and then Port Royal's 52nd annual running of the Tuscarora 50, which will be $52,000 to win. Yes, I said that right. That's not a misprint, folks. $52,000 to win. The Tuscarora 50 will be September 6th and September 7th. The 6th is the night before the 50, is only $5,000 to win. So, you know, there's going to be beating and banging to get in that race. $52,000 to win.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yep. Yep. But you are listening to the Saturday Fast Lane, Saturday morning in the Fast Lane. Of course, Christina is here. We talked about NASCAR silly season. Going over some dirt racing from last night. I think Christina can always talk about dirt racing. It could be the first day of January, and because she could be talking about dirt racing. But there was lots of dirt racing action last night anyway, so there's plenty of it to talk about. I think what we'll do is we'll take another quick break. It'll be the last one of the show. We're down to about 10 minutes anyway. Phone lines are still open. If you want to call in and talk anything, NASCAR, dirt racing, short track racing, if you just want to come in and give your favorite driver a shout-out, maybe at Wayne County Speedway, Dennerstown, wherever you go, Lernerville, Port Royal, Attica, wherever it is that you might go, maybe on a weekly basis or a couple times a month. And you have a favorite driver and you want to give him a shout-out, go ahead and call in. Give that driver a shout-out. Tell your favorite driver to call it, and you can hear him on the show. We take guests all the time. But we will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of wrap up the show and let you guys get on with your weekend. So stick around.
.357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. You're listening to the Fastlane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
Well, Christina, this is it. We're down to just a few minutes left in the show. And, of course, real quick, it is almost September, and I'm sure that you know, but what does September mean in the world of sports? What is starting back up? We've already got preseason going on right now. So
the NFL.
NFL regular season, and when the NFL gets ready to kick off, that also means fantasy football. So if you are into fantasy football, don't forget to head over to HammerDFS.com. If you don't know how much fun Fantasy NASCAR is on DraftKings and FanDuel, or if you've been wanting to try daily fantasy sports like fantasy football, HammerDFS has everything you need to start winning real cash prizes. And Christina, these guys have been playing and winning on DraftKings and FanDuel every day for over 3 years. A monthly subscription to Hammer DFS gets you access to everything they play, including NFL football, NBA basketball, MLB baseball, golf, hockey, and of course NASCAR. You'll also get exclusive access to their private chat with fellow members and 10 fantasy experts. How great is that? Right now, listeners of the Fastlane Sports Show can get $10 off their first month at Hammer. Just go to hammerdfs.com and sign up with coupon code Fastlane to get your exclusive discount. Fastlane is all one word, F-A-S-T-L-A-N-E, and that's hammerdfs.com. Sign up today, start playing fantasy sports with them, and win cash. We've got some football games tonight. We got Browns at the Colts, Patriots at the Titans, Chiefs at Steelers, Lions at Texans, Cowboys at the Rams. Then there's even a few games tomorrow. It looks like there's even a game Monday night. So, NFL football is here. It's preseason week two, and it's in full gear now. It's full go for NFL. That just means college football is going to be starting soon too. So,
I love college football.
Oh yeah, gives us another topic to talk about. Maybe we get Ryan to call in from Wayne County Speedway. He's a huge Ohio State nut. Always giving me a hard time. Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Well, I'm a Penn State fan, so
yeah,
that's a rivalry in itself. That's
right?
That would be enough to fill in one show.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Ryan would come on and talk college football with us, too. We'll have to get him on and get him. We haven't had him on the show in a while anyway, so he needs to come back on. So
I know, yeah, we haven't had him on. I haven't heard from him since I was, oh, man, it's been a while.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
but I was thinking, you know, why wasn't Hammer DFS around when we did the NASCAR, when we did it for Slicks and Sticks? We did our own kind of our own fantasy league. You know, man, that would have been great. Could you imagine? We wouldn't have been, like, at the bottom of the leaderboard then.
Right.
Which we always were.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely go check out HammerDFS.com. The guys over there, they're a new sponsor to the show. They came on board and, you know, kind of merge into the same thing. You know, we talk about racing and we talk about other sports on this show as well. And they're, you know, sports oriented, obviously, sports oriented company that helps people with fantasy football. So this is a pretty good merger, pretty good partnership, I think, with them. I think they'll stick around for quite a while, and I'm happy to have them on. And I know Christina is as well, and I look forward to a long relationship with them. So, well,
yeah.
Christina, I think we've talked about just about everything that we can for today. So we're down to the last minute or so of the show. So thank you for
I just want to get this off my chest. If I could have had another toolbox pick last night, I would have put the 95 team in the penalty box.
Yes,
but I didn't want to spoil the show for today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That would have kind of given away some of our topics, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. After review, I believe that we can throw it to the officials in New York, and they agree with you that both the 95 and the 49 team will be in the penalty box this weekend. So there you go. Both teams thrown in the penalty box.
That's
and the only way the 95 team can get out is if Bob Levine calls the show and talks to us. Other than that, the 95 team will stay in the penalty box for the rest of the year. So,
man, it sounds like they're in for a long haul.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, Christina, thank you once again for joining us today. And I hope you have a good rest of your weekend.
Thanks, guys. You know, I'll try. There's a lot that could be done. The sun's shining, so I'm going to enjoy the weather today. We don't have any rain today. Woo! We've been with a lot of that. So everybody enjoy it. As we always say, Pete and I always say, go to a local short track if you can tonight. Check out some racing. If not, watch NASCAR on TV. You can be angry and yell at the TV like I do when it's on, because it's bound to happen. It is Bristol. It's going to be an epic race. Playoff implications will happen. So, you know, tune in. You know, have a cold one. It's always good to drink beer on the weekend. So,
yeah.
But Pete, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem, Christina. We'll be in touch with you on Facebook or on Twitter and Facebook and everything else. So I'm sure all the other fans that listen to the show can also share it and follow all of us on Twitter as well. The show is @_FastLaneSports. Mine is @FastLane_Post. You've got @KChambersSNS is Christina's Twitter. Of course, you've got @SlicksandSticks. But for Christina, for all of the sponsors of the show, we want to thank them. And thank everybody for listening and tuning in this entire weekend. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Christina, we will talk to you next Friday on the show. Everybody else, have a good weekend. Tune in next week and hear what we have to talk about then. So have a good weekend, guys. Till next week. See ya.
Parted ways with that label, I don't do messes. I feel free now. Took my shot, it bounced back, then I rebound. Had to just clear my cardi so I can see now. I admit, I took some punches, I was beat down. Couldn't lay down, dusted off.
Thank you for listening to the Fast Lane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.